Dictation for Mary, M-A-R-Y, Butler, B as in boy, E-U-T-L-E-R, December 24, 37, address as a letter to Caroline, C-A-R-E-L-I-N-E, Physician Services. Dear sirs, a follow-up for Mrs. Butler, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys underlying myelodysplasia. Last visit was a year ago, April 2021. We offer in-person, but the decision from patient and doctor was to do it on the phone in this opportunity. There has been multiple falls, one of them requiring admission to the hospital in Midland, M-I-D-L-A-N-D. There was urinary tract infection confusion, no fracture, no stroke, was there for a week, and then transferred to rehabilitation, Isabella County facility, eventually went home. 2 weeks later, another episode of falling, sacral fracture. For what now patient is in Green Acres assisted living. Mobility is restricted, wheelchair bounded. No compromise of bowel or bladder emptying. There is some degree of constipation, incontinent of urine, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Denies the use of oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. Given her restricted mobility, no chest pain, although she has chronic angina, and no increase of dyspnea. Participating on physical and occupational therapy, has normal speech, no headaches. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the losartan, HCTC, nitrates, Lasix, metoprolol. Next paragraph, blood pressure at the facility, 136.68. She's able to provide some history, able to speak in full sentences, no gross respiratory distress, no expressive aphasia, although most of the information is obtained from the doctor. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry, July, creatinine 1.6, and that's stable over time. Present GFR 31 in stage 3B, normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal PTH. There is anemia, 9.9, large red blood cells, 108, low lymphocytes, normal neutrophils, low platelets, although used to be in the hundreds, presently 43. She follows with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, for the myelodysplasia, supposed to have some teeth extraction. Cell count will be repeated, as thrombocytopenia might predispose to significant bleeding. The procedure is supposed to be done this Friday. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B to 4. No evidence of progression, no indication for dialysis, and no symptoms to suggest uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, hypertension, appears to be well controlled. Next number, bilateral small kidneys without obstruction. Next number, CHF with preserved ejection fraction without decompensation. Next number, chronic angina, not a pressing issue as mobility is restricted. Next number, severe myelodysplasia with anemia, macrocytosis, and thrombocytopenia to be rechecked. Next number, chronic back pain, presently wheelchair-bounded, has a spinal stenosis, pseudoclaudication, and now multiple falls and sacral fracture. Next number, constipation, avoid magnesium or phosphorus enemas. Next number, exposure to high dose of Reglan. Patient daughter understands the risk of tardive dyskinesia. They are going to see if she's going to be able to tolerate as needed doses. They are not aware about gastroparesis or obstruction. It's my understanding at Midland, they did EGD testing. Continue to follow over time. End of dictation.